السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين، صدق الله العظيم. Alamaikiram, most respected elders and brothers and our sisters listening over the receivers, and those who may be listening over streaming. Yesterday, one brother asked a question, and mashallah, it was a very relevant question. And the question that he asked is that in the Hadith Sharif, we know, we read, that when it comes to the month of Ramadan, then it is a month which is divided into three sections. The first portion of the month of Ramadan contains the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The middle portion of the month of Ramadan contains the maghfirat and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last 10 days of Ramadan contains emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. So the question that he posed is that what actions should we do to ensure that we get the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But mashallah, what an excellent and relevant question. Because generally, many a times questions are asked and it's not relevant at all. Our late Hazrat Maulana Patel Sahib rahmatullahi mentioned, one person asked, Maulana Sahib gave a bayan. So the person asked the question that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam performed his fifth hajj. And Adam alayhi salam performed his fifth hajj. What was the name of the barber who cut his hair? So there's no relevance. The question doesn't benefit a person in any way whatsoever, even if he gets the answer. But here we find the question posed that's relevant, where if we implement, then inshallah we will benefit. So this is what an important aspect, that we are now in the first 10 days of Ramadan. Are we doing those actions to ensure that we get the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the reality is, respected elders and brothers, these first 10 days of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala's rains of rahmat are descending. When it is raining outside, so long as a person is standing in the rain, he'll get wet. Unless he's putting some kind of an obstacle between himself and the rain, he has to get wet. If he's got an umbrella, he's standing under some shelter or shaded area, so then he will not get wet. He will, so to say, be deprived of the water. So what we need to see is that, is there any barrier? Do we have any obstacles in our life that when that rains of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat are pouring, have we put some kind of barrier to prevent Allah Ta'ala's rahmat from reaching us? That is the question. When Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is descending, we need to see in our lives that are there any such actions that will prevent Allah Ta'ala's rahmat from reaching you? Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, people are making the khatams of the Quran Sharif, they're making tilawat of Quran Sharif, they're making the zikrullah, they're 5 times in the masjid, performing tahajjud salah as well. MashaAllah, a'mal is taking place. That positive zikr is taking place. But many people fail, including myself, when it comes to the negative zikr. And this is the most important thing, that we need to remove that blockage from ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that blockage? It is nothing but sins and guna. In this month of Ramadan, we need to give up all sins and from our lives. That example which comes to mind of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, traveling with his Shaykh Muhayyu Sunnah, Hazrat Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Nawarullah Marqadahu. So they were traveling in one of the Arab countries, extremely hot, 45-50 degree heat. So Hazrat Arjwai rahmatullahi alayhi says that, why don't you put the air conditioner on? It's very, very hot. So the driver of the vehicle says, no, the air conditioner is on. And perhaps somebody's window is open. So Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says, when he looked, his window was slightly open. As soon as he closed his window, immediately now, they could feel the effects of that aircon. The car became cool. So Hazrat Arjwai rahmatullahi alayhi says, we can take a beautiful example from this. You see, the air conditioner was working. It was doing its job. But what had happened was, the window was open, allowing heat to enter. So many a times a person is doing good deeds, But the window of sins in his lives are open. Sins through the eyes, sins through the ears, sins through the heart and mind. Because of this, we are not experiencing and we are preventing Allah Ta'ala's rahmat from reaching us. The true effect is not being seen. So respected elders and brothers, in this month of Ramadan, this is one important aspect together with the positive zikr, the negative zikr. Am I abstaining from guna and sins? For example, we know that rahmat, say in Arabic, ijtima'u ad-diddain mahal, two opposites cannot be reconciled. They cannot be together at one time. It's either light or it's darkness. It's either daytime or it's night. So in the same way, when a person has got rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he cannot have la'nat. La'nat is the opposite of rahmat. What is the definition of la'nat? Al-bu'd anir rahmah. La'nat, you say the person has got curse of Allah ta'ala upon him. What does curse mean? Curse means that the person is far, far away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person is doing such actions which invites the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can safely say, or won't even call it safely, but we can say that that person is far away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Majid, أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala's curse is upon the liars. The person is speaking lies, he is far away from the rahmat of Allah. So he has prevented Allah ta'ala's rahmat from reaching him. The person who commits zulm and oppression, he is oppressing others. He is far away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرَ وَالْمَنْظُورَ إِلَيْهِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala's curse is upon the person who casts lustful glances, and that individual who adorns himself or herself in such a manner that they invite the lustful glances of others upon them. Allah's curse is upon them. Meaning, they are far away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected elders and brothers, these sins, sometimes we hear this over and over again, lower the gaze, lower the gaze. Keep the trousers above the ankle. In other riwayat, Laylatul Bara'a, amongst the people who will be deprived of Allah ta'ala's maghfirat on that night, is a person who, al-musbil, that individual who keeps his upper garment, the males, they keep their upper garment below their ankles. So sometimes, many times a person says, but this, Maulana, this is the only thing they speak about. This is much more important issues. If this was not an important issue, then why would Allah Ta'ala deprive a person of his forgiveness on this night? Indicating clearly that it is an extremely important and serious issue. Keeping the pants above the ankles, lowering the gaze, controlling the heart and mind, not making zulm and oppression on any individual. So in this month of Ramadan, we need to introspect that these are the first 10 days of rahmat. I must become drenched. Ya Allah, make me of those who are drenched in your rains of rahmat. And when Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is on an individual, then it becomes so easy for him to give up sins from his life. It becomes so easy for him to keep onto the straight path. Yusuf ala Nabina alayhi salatu was salam, when he was complimented for his chastity, he said, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. And the gist of that ayat is that nobody can really stay away from sins. I do not take any claims upon myself. Today, if we achieve something, so we're very quick to make sure that we are acknowledged. We must be acknowledged. I did this. And I am such a great person. And these are my achievements. Yusuf ala Nabina alayhi salatu wa salam. And this is why Allah has mentioned these incidents in the Quran and Majid. Not just a story. But look at Yusuf ala Nabina alayhi salatu wa salam. What praises came upon him. But immediately he attributed that praises to Allah. Had it not been for Allah Ta'ala's rahmat upon me, I would have also slipped and fallen. So respected elders and mothers, in this month of Ramadan, let us put that brake on sins. We are doing the positive zikr. We are making our tilawat of Quran Sharif, our zikr. What about the negative zikr? And the negative zikr is giving up sins from our lives. Go on a diet from sins. And Allah has made it so easy that we are restraining our nafs in this month of Ramadan. A little more effort, restrain ourselves from guna, restrain ourselves from sins. Allahumma wafiqna wa iyyakum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.